sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my...
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Just talking about the sheer, I mean, $12 million of your own money. Certainly can buy a lot of advertising. Eric from Wauwatosa. Eric, go ahead, my friend. It's good to hear from you.
Just speaking of that money, what I've seen in the city is it seems like what you see with a lot of Republican candidates is Mr. Lazary apparently went and bought, you know, thousands of yard signs and flooded the city with Lazary yard signs. Because I know that I went to a rally at Marshall with Senator Booker and Lieutenant Governor Barnes just last week. And just around the corner from there are yards flooded with Lazary signs, you know, at Marshall High School. So obviously he's got a concerted effort to move into the city. And I've also seen... And I'm not a money issue, but I think this is basically a let's protect, you know, white supremacism in the end. Is as it gets closer, I think, you know, you see like national, I'll say white figures get a little frightened of the idea of Mandela Barnes being our candidate, because I know Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post has kind of had a concerted effort to push him, you know, down the ladder, so to speak, and to try and, you know, act as if he's radical or whatever he might be, that she doesn't feel he's electable.
Well,
is always a canard.
So the people who say he's unelectable, and I hear the Republicans saying, well, just wait till we get a hold of him. You know, he didn't pay his property taxes. He did this or he did that. Always things that really, come on. He was late paying some property taxes, but he paid them.
Sure.
Does that disqualify you from public office? You know,
exactly.
There are people who have done a whole lot worse things. For heaven's sakes, Donald Trump was president of the United States, having filed all the different bankruptcies. If the worst they can say about Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is he paid his property taxes late, come on, man. How does that...
Sure.
How does that make you unelectable?
Right, exactly. I mean, not everybody has a perfect record, and like you said, it was paid up. I mean, I know another one of the candidates, you know, Ms. Godlewski, she's going to run into stuff too. No matter what, they're going to do their vetting and they're going to try and find their opposition. But Ron Johnson has what, 10 years now or 12 years now, almost
of 12 years
unrepentant, you know, horrible governance. So I think really with the National Party, I think they were going with Mandela because they decided early that he was leading, and then Mr. Lazary threw all of his money in there, and he's kind of inched up. But again, that's where, again, I'm sure the conservatives as well as Democrats get that little fear thing, like Mr. Obama in 2010, same kind of thing. They start creeping that fear in there, like the radical leftist agenda, which is all code talk, you know, dog whistle talk. They're going to paint the White House black.
Well, anybody who knows Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes would know that he's traveled the state as the lieutenant governor, and people know him as somebody who is able to move in and out of different kinds of communities, and people respect him for that. So. You know,
right. And he's won a statewide election already. He's already proven he can win a statewide election.
Yeah, he has, man. But again, just the fact that, you know, this kind of money has been, and this is, you know, not the end of it. It's the same thing again, like I said, with Tim Michaels and what he's doing. Rebecca Clayfish had been out over a year and maybe even a little earlier than that. and knocking on doors and getting people to support her financially. And you know, I'm not, it doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican, it's the same thing as far as I'm concerned. And Tim Michaels walks in, you know, and drops his wallet on the table. And all the work that Rebecca Clayfish put in ahead of time, and I'm not crying crocodile tears for her.
And again, this goes back to Mr. Barnes, you know, plans and the Democrats in general, is this all trickles up to our Supreme Court because they declared money as free speech a long time ago, and that's why this money is allowed to act as if it's free speech in our politics.
That's exactly right. But what I wanted to make sure people were aware of is that. That's on both sides, you know, and it's not just something that happens on the Republican side of things. That's happening all across the board. It's no good. It doesn't work. And it's up to the people to not be fooled by it. So the people have to
politicians.
You say what, Eric?
You'll get better politicians that can relate to the people. I know that Andrea Ocasio-Cortez, she averages like $16 a contribution, and Lieutenant Governor Barnes said that he averaged $36 a contribution. I would be interested in what Mr. Lasry's average contribution is, aside from his own money as well.
Well, it's clearly it's not going to be much. He doesn't have to work hard to get contributions from anybody else when your dad's a billionaire, right? And I'm not saying he's a bad guy, man, and I don't want anybody to misinterpret what I'm saying. But I just think when you can drop that kind of money, and so people know you by your money, and not by what the other things you can bring to the table is not a good thing. Thank you very much for the call.
He bought his opportunity.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call, Eric. I really appreciate it. 844.
Thank you. Take care.
967-2789 is the number. And you know, you may say, well, you know, it's legal, right? We know it's legal. Just because things are legal doesn't mean that they're right. And so me personally, the way I come down on these things is, you know, just because you got a lot of money doesn't mean that I'm going to support you because you have, you know, the nicest commercials. You look at Tim Michaels on the other side of this, and clearly that's all you're going to get is his commercials. You know, he hasn't sat down to be a part of any debate. There was an opportunity. He didn't deal with it. And so he's just going to slide in because people keep seeing the shiny Tim Michaels commercials. They keep seeing the Lasry commercials, in which I'm just sick of seeing the commercials, right? If that's your claim to fame and that's all you have to bring to the table, then you shouldn't be getting the people's votes. But I can only speak for me. And phone lines are always open for those of you who can speak for yourself. You know, we saw that. We continue to see it. It's getting to be more pervasive. All the way around. It doesn't matter what office it is. There's more and more money coming in. And what's at the end of all of those things is that the more that you're going to be giving those resources, you know, let's say a guy who doesn't have anything and is fighting. Again, like Tom Nelson, I'm just biased. Tom Nelson is the best candidate. There's no question about it. I've had him on repeatedly. He's the best guy for that position. But he has no resources. So there's no chance that Tom Nelson, as hard as he's been running for 2 years, he's the first guy out there. He scoured the state over and over and over and over. And if you hear him, it's clear he's the guy that would be the best United States Senator for the state of Wisconsin. But is he going to get? No. Doesn't matter. He doesn't have the money necessary to get his message out, even though he's gone and knocked on doors and did all of those things that a person who doesn't have the resources has to do. That those things have to be fixed. And that's why we wind up then with congressmen and senators like Matt Gaetz and others of that ilk that you have to deal with because of the resources that went into him. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Look like nothing's going to change. Everything still remains the same. Resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock.